Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, along with Congresswoman Nita Lowey, have written to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, asking it to rehear its March 3rd decision to conditionally approve Spectra Energy's proposed Algonquin Incremental Market, or AIM, project. The Democrats say the rehearing request is in light of significant health, safety, and environmental concerns voiced by their constituents. This comes as a number of local elected officials also filed with FERC for a rehearing or voiced their support for a rehearing. Democratic Assemblywoman Sandy Galef is one. Her district includes the Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant in Westchester County.
I've represented the nuclear plant all the time when I've been in office. So I am very concerned about the safety there. And to add any other complication of anything that could be unsafe, I think it's just irresponsible.
In addition to calling for a rehearing, Galef is calling for an independent safety expert or group of such experts.
The problem is you have so many different agencies working at that, and they all look at it from their own perspective. And I think we need somebody to look at the total project. And that's why I believe an independent panel of real experts in many fields getting together could make a real difference in this project. And I hope it's turned down at the end of the day.
Houston-based Spectra Energy operates the more than 1,000-mile pipeline from New Jersey to Boston. Much of the AIM project is replacing 26-inch diameter pipeline with 42-inch diameter pipeline. The project would begin in Rockland County and move through Westchester and Putnam counties before heading into Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Mary Lee Hanley is spokeswoman for Spectra Energy.
We understand that several parties have filed with FERC for requests for rehearing. We are in the process of reviewing those requests and evaluating how best to proceed before FERC.
Patricia Kagridis is spokeswoman for Indian Point Parent Entergy Nuclear.
You know, we obviously take no position on the pipeline itself, but because a portion of this pipeline comes across our property, we worked with the pipeline owner to add enhanced protective measures, and we then commissioned an independent expert analysis. So an independent state expert came in and conducted this analysis of the potential impacts which could result from a pipeline failure, and that analysis determined that the pipeline poses no increased risks to safety at the plant. And experts at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission then conducted their own analysis and reached the same conclusion.
She says some of the protective measures include increasing thickness of the pipe and burying the pipe deeper. Teresa Knickerbocker is mayor of Buchanan, home of Indian Point. She says she has a few concerns about the AIM project.
There's a couple of significant. Of course, the school children within 450 feet, if there's a catastrophic event, you know, there's been just, I don't think any thought has really been given to that. And, you know, that's a huge concern, of course, always to protect our children. But, of course, Indian Point, we want that to continue to operate safely. You know, by putting in potential things like that close to the Indian Point, I just think, you know, you're looking for trouble.
She refers to the Buchanan Verplank Elementary School in the village. Knickerbocker says she is working with Cortland as part of the intervener process. Cortland Town Supervisor Linda Puglisi April 2nd announced she had filed a rehearing request with FERC.
We're not against natural gas, but this big expansion is too impactful to our area.
Her call for a rehearing came alongside several other elected officials, including Galef and members of environmental and citizen groups. Puglisi says she has been battling against the AIM project for 2 years.
I've been supervisor for 24 years. We've fought and we've championed other obstacles in our community. This one, we are realistic. It's an uphill battle. It's David versus Goliath. But we do fight on and we stand up for our citizens.
Again, Spectra's Hanley.
Spectra Energy and or the Algonquin system has been operating the Algonquin system in the region for more than 60 years. Providing clean, reliable, safe, domestic natural gas, which helps provide natural gas safely to homeowners and businesses to heat their homes.
A FERC spokesman did not respond in time for this broadcast. April 3rd was the deadline to submit any contentions with the March 3rd FERC order, and FERC has 30 days to respond. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.